Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Are you interested in angels, demons, spirits, ghosts, and monsters? Are you curious about their origins, tales, and influence upon history and on the present day? If so, sit back, relax, and welcome to Southern Demonology, the podcast that explores all of this and more.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Southern Demonology. And as always, I'm JJ. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm really excited for this episode because it is all about Jinn. J-I-N-N. Or you may be more familiar with the more archaic spelling, which is D-J-I-N-N. You know, they have been popularized in multimedia as, you know, genies and the lamps. But the true nature is much more insidious. However, I am not an expert at Islam. In college and grad school, I largely focused on Judaism, especially Second Temple Judaism, with a little bit of Christianity thrown in on the side. However, I never really got the opportunity to go over to Islam. Well, one of the people that I happen to work with is a Muslim and actually comes from Turkey, which is actually kind of a perfect example because one of the movies that really kind of inspired me to get a segment going is one that you can find on Netflix called Dabe. And it's all about jinn and evil spells and, a couple other protection wards, etc., and sigils. And there's really nothing that's more up the alley of me, at least, than those kinds of topics. And my friend was able to nicely agree to actually do a quick episode and give some introductory comments. And if there's enough interest, then I will happily do a part two where we kind of delve into some of the more nitty-gritty stuff. However, this is kind of a broad shot overview. And, you know, he is not a religious expert, but honestly, he grew up with it. He has heard tons of stories. He has had, you know, he grew up in an environment which has full belief in these concepts. And honestly, that is the most important thing to me on this show. So anyway, sit back, relax, enjoy this interview, and by the end of it, then I'll have a few more topics to discuss. So thank you very much. Hey, good friends, Yavuz, and instead of me talking, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. Hi, JJ. My name is Yavuz. I am a software engineer. It has been a few years that we live in Virginia, and I used to live in Boston, so I'm a Celtics fan. And also a Patriots fan, but we are not really doing great this year. And I'm originally from Turkey. That's all.
Awesome. And we are here today because I have The topic of gin have really sort of captured my imagination as of late. You know, I watched Under the Shadow, which is a fantastic Netflix film, and then most recently watched Dabe, and you can correct my pronunciation if I butchered that. But both of them are fantastic movies about gin, and started doing some research, but then I realized that, hey, I have a fantastic resource right at hand. We're good friends. So I invited him on to give us a little bit of an education, myself included. So, Yavuz, at a high level, what is a gin?
I think before I start answering these questions, you know, just to let people know, I am no expert at this, you know, topic, but I grew up with hearing lots of stories, you know, and when I read also religious book, I am sure like I came up with this topic often in different places. So I think I have some good knowledge and I'm going to do my best, you know, to explain as best as I can. And it's also extra hard to explain these in English because it's not my native language. And most of the words that we use in Turkish, I think they are, some of them are, you know, originated from Arabic. And I am not even sure if there's a direct translation of those words either. So given that, like gin,
that's a fantastic preamble. Thank you for doing that. I really do appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you, JJ. And gin is like in the religious context, they are like another God's creature, just like human beings. And they live like in a different dimension. And they existed before humans, and they are created by flame that we believe, and we are created by clay, and they just live among us. It's like they are in a different dimension. They can see us, but we cannot see them. And yeah, I think overall that's what we believe what jinns are.
Gotcha. So are jinn demons, or are they different then?
Demon like is like evil spirit, right? So we don't really believe like they are evil spirits. Again, they are just another community, but we have this word, like it is ifrit, it is used for jinns. And I think it is almost a translation of demon, though. And I think this is just a cultural mix in Turkish belief, because the religion before Islam for Turkish people is the religion of, you know, like the nature. I think it is very similar to shamanism. And in that time, like people believed in, you know, the evil spirits, like the demons, because all like the forest, wind, the sky, as well as there are some, you know, the dead people's souls can be also, you know, wandering around. So I think some of those things were called as like demons. And then now there's like a mixture right now, I think, because when we talk about jinn, it is always associated with evil. Even though in Quran and in religious texts, it is said that they can be also believers, and they just, you know, live their daily lives, just like human beings.
Gotcha. So, yeah, in Judaism and Christianity, demons are essentially evil angels. But that doesn't seem to be the case here, correct?
Okay, I understand. Yeah, so when you say evil angel, it makes more sense to me, because there is a big debate, like, if the jinns are, you know, angels or not. But I think there is an answer to that. In Quran, there is a section about just for jinns. And it is said that the angels are, you know, when Adam was created from clay, God asked his angels to, you know, bow in front or respect him, like in, I don't know, in what context. And then Satan refused that, and claiming that he was created by fire and therefore he is superior. And then it is mentioned that Satan is also the very first jinn or the master jinn or something. And therefore, like, jinns and angels are different.
Okay.
They are created differently. And I think it is said that the angels are created by light or something. And then the jinns are created by fire. So therefore, they are different.
Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense. Perfect. Have you or any of your family ever experienced anything that could be associated with the jinn?
I grew up hearing lots of stories. You know, the people, like, they are under influence of jinn or even possessed. But, like, I don't know, like, any immediate relative or friend in that condition. But I certainly heard lots of stories.
Do you have a particular one that would be interesting to share?
There is one I always remember for some reason. I don't even remember when I heard this, but I have heard, like, one person, that person was living, and this place is like a rural area. It was usually over summers when I visit my grandfather. This is a story I heard this, and it was written like every summer I was hearing about it for a couple of years. And then I heard that this person was leaving his home and meeting with his lover, which was a jinn, in the mountains. And then, you know, coming back exhausted and tired. And he was, you know, people were trying to give him some help so, you know, he can stop his association. Yeah, and I did not see that person. But he was talk a lot, and I think he was our a distant relative, I think. And then people were saying, like, he had children, you know, from the jinns, and then he was also trying to provide for them. Again, these are things I remember, and it had some impact on me, because I always remember when jinn is mentioned, I remember that story.
Oh, and, I can imagine. Were there any... for example, in the film Dabe, any... Yeah. Offspring between a and a jinn are deformed, or they have very special characteristics. But from that story, have you ever heard anything like that or not?
I just heard the name of the movie. So they actually have a child together? Is it what you are saying?
Yeah, there was one character that was married to a jinn, and the children that they had were, they only had like one eye and other kind of strange stuff.
I mean, I did not hear that as a real story, but, you know, just in like a street talk, you know, I have heard such things when I was a kid, but
gotcha.
Yeah, it's just, you know, people talk, people say things, but it is believed that, you know, the jinns can fall in love with human beings, with people, and then they can start bothering them, and then they can even get married, and they can even also get together somehow. But bearing a child, again, I did not read anything about that, but it has been discussed, like, widely among people.
I've actually, on that topic of, like, jinns getting together, I've read that jinns can be classified by different clans. Is that true?
As far as I know, yes. Again, in Quran, it is mentioned that it is divided into as, like, believers and non-believers. And I think before Prophet Muhammad, they were all, like, non-believers, and then they heard Prophet Muhammad reciting Quran, so then they are... they got curious, and then Prophet Muhammad talked to them, and some of them converted to Muslim. And then that's how it is, you know, mentioned, and that's what I know about it.
But there are, like, jinns that are actually different religions then, right? Like, some can be Christian or Jewish or...
I think it can be, but how it is mentioned is as only, like, believers and non-believers, and when they say believers, I think they only consider, like, being Muslim. I think that's what I know.
Gotcha.
But that might be also true.
So You know, in the various stories and what you have read and studied, what makes Jin so fearsome?
Because people are scared because they can be possessed by the jinns, or we use this, we have this saying, again, I'm not sure if there's a direct translation, but like the chicken translation would be something like being hit or being crashed by jinn. So then you can stop talking, you can stop seeing, or you can just become disabled or handicapped. So that's why people are scared of jinns. And even when you're, you know, young, when you're a kid, usually the adults can also scare you with the jinns just to, you know, get things done. And then maybe by the time that fear can grow gradually, and then fear more and more.
So, you know, typically, especially in like Christianity, when we talk about possession, it's that a demon can actually like take over the body and fully control it and suppress someone else's, you know, will or personality. Is that the same thing, or is it just more about jinns can negatively affect a person?
It is mostly negatively affecting a person.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Like, okay, giving that person thoughts, like bad thoughts, like suicidal thoughts, making it, you know, depressive, mostly things like that. But there's some physical harm can happen as well. It is very common nowadays, especially, like, there are a lot of people like mediums or imams, and their specialty is helping people who are possessed by jinns. And when the people are possessed by jinn, it is not like they are controlled by jinn, but they do things that they don't want to, and then they blame it for on the jinns when that happens. And then they say that, okay, we are gonna do the prayers, they have some rituals, and then make that jinn leave your body, something like that.
Okay, gotcha. So referring to that movie once again, Dabe, you know, they actually like had a lot of magical spells and curses that played a role along with jinn, whether they formed like a gateway in which they could come in, or just negatively, you know, allowed a jinn to hurt somebody. You know, is that actually true from your experience?
I do not, again, have any examples of that. And I actually now just remembered another story. That was when I was in high school. One of my friend claimed to be a friend with a jinn, and he actually told me his stories. I just remember this, JJ. So I remember like multiple days, multiple nights, he was telling me his stories, like how he befriended a jinn, and then he was doing things together, and at some point when he was that jinn, which he was calling him as like black shadow or something similar to that, and then he got into him, and then he was able to beat the other two or three people. And then he said this was like, you know, beyond my power, because he was a small guy. That was the story I heard. And I was having a hard time believing him, but he was so convinced, and he was like telling it like it was all true. And, you know, I couldn't question him at the time. Now I also just remember that.
Wow, that no, that's the tale right there.
Yeah.
What about Iblis? Who is Iblis?
Iblis is Satan. It's the same thing for us.
Okay.
And so he's like the very first jinn. And I think I heard that he used to be in the heaven. I don't know in what context, but he was like a professor and educating the angels or maybe other jinns. But he was living in heaven, and then he had a, he was in a good place, so he was in charge of many things. But then after Aiden was created, that story, he refused to, respect him, and then he was punished, and then he swore to God that like he was gonna do within his power to make sure the human beings are not gonna believe in God and do evil things. So that's gonna be his purpose for the
Gotcha.
rest of his life, yeah.
Okay. So, in doing some research, Solomon always keeps coming up when I'm reading about Jinn. Do you know what that connection is?
Yeah, it is also very common in Islam as well. And Solomon has like many powers, and one power is that to be able to communicate with the jinns and control them. And it is said that like he had like big palaces and castles, and then he got a lot of help from the jinns that they became like turn into human form and then work like as laborers and even did a very good job at it. Fought his wars as a soldier in human form. That's how they helped him. And even there's also a miracle associated with to the jinns during the time of Solomon. I don't know if it in English, but that's the Queen of Saba. So it was like a kingdom, I think, around Yemen.
Yep.
And the queen's name was Belkis. We say Belkis. And I think they had some sort of conflict. And then this queen decided to visit Solomon because she was afraid that her country was going to be invaded. So she went there to visit him. And I think even beforehand, the Solomon asked her to believe in his religion, but she refused to do so. And while she was on her way, before she arrived at the palace, Solomon asked his jinns to bring her throne to his palace. So when she's in, she can see it and then believe in his powers. And then, based on the story, when Belkis, the queen, saw the her throne in there, then she decided to believe in Solomon. I don't
Okay.
know if you heard this story.
Yeah, I have. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense actually.
And they say again he used the jinns, to carry over the throne, because it is believed that jinns are like, moving very fast, maybe in light speed, just like angels, traveling very fast and, change dimensions somehow.
Very interesting. Yeah, I know that even in Ethiopic Orthodox Church, you find iconography of the Seal of Solomon, which is supposed to be able to seal up demons and whatnot. So, are there any, do you know of any particular protections that one can use against jinn to keep themselves safe?
Yeah, there are lots of things. It is said that helps. The most traditional thing is using evil eye. That's very common in Turkish houses. I don't know if you know what it looks like.
Yeah, I do. It's kind of like the Eye of Horus, isn't it?
Yes. And it's usually blue around and then black in the center. And people usually put it around the house, usually at the front door or at the gates. People also carry some prayers written by those, imams or the mediums. that they put that paper, they usually put it in a fabric, and they usually carry it with them, so they believe that, you know, it's going to protect them from jinns. And also, it is people usually fear of the jinns when they walk in the dark alone. So in those times, it's very common. I think I was doing the same thing when I was a kid as well. You recite certain, you know, surahs, like a section of Quran. And there are two specific sections. It is the last two sections of Quran. It is always recommended to read, like if you are in the dark, if you want to protect yourself from the evil things or jinns, that's very common. And it is called Falak Nas. Falak and Nas, these are the surahs, yeah.
Do you know any parts of those sections?
Yeah.
Would you actually mind doing a small recitation?
Sure. The first one is the Falak, Surah Falak, and it is like, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. So
that was beautiful.
One. Yeah. And then there's the second one. That's the Surah Nas. Nas, I think, means person. And the first one means, I think, fate or something similar to fate. Second one is قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. So people usually read these like over and over again, and then believing that, you know, it's going to protect them from those evil powers, evil spirits.
Gotcha. So those are pretty much all the questions that I wanted to ask. Is there any other, you know, details or stories or anything else that you think would be a benefit to share?
I just remember one more thing, not related to a specific thing, but it is also, I think, mentioned in Quran something like the jinns have these powers that they can travel, right? And they often try to go to the skies to hear the conversation between God and his angels, and try to carry this information to the people whom we know as like mediums or, you know, future tellers. So if there are some people like, let's say, Nostradamus, right, who can tell things from the future and maybe they come true, and then people think that, okay, they must be in communication with the jinns who are getting this information from the skies. But then in Quran it has said that after Prophet Muhammad, we stopped this, we placed like some creatures in between, so we stopped their communication, so they no longer can hear us. And even they associate those like shooting stars or meteors as like the rocks thrown at them when they were trying to listen to those conversations.
That is fantastic. I have never even heard of that before.
Yeah. And well, I'm sure there are lots of other things that...
Oh, I could imagine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you to, you know, distill everything you know in, you know, a brief 25 minutes. So I know it's quite a task. And I really do appreciate you taking the time to share, not just with me, because I know we've had a few conversations about all this, but with, you know, all the listeners as well. So thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome, Gigi. Anytime.
So I hope everyone enjoyed listening to that. I had a lot of fun getting to talk to him, and a lot of valuable information was provided there. If you are interested in hearing more, all you have to do is reach out to me either on our website at southerndemonology.com or through our Facebook page, or if you are a member of our Discord, sending a message through there. And we can definitely hit up any other topics which people may be interested in discussing. Further, a bit of good news. I am about to launch a giveaway, which is partially funded by one of our Discord members. And a very, really nice gesture. If you are wanting to get a leg up when I announce this, then please go ahead and join our Discord community, because it will involve posting a message in Discord as well as liking our Facebook page. As long as you've done those two things, then you will qualify for the drawing of that. So go ahead and do that if you are so interested. You can find that information on how to join our Discord community, completely free, of course, through our website. And lastly, I actually launched a shop, believe it or not, through Teespring. The information is up on our Facebook page currently, but if you go to Teespring, teespring.com/stores/Southern Demonology, then you will see it. It is currently four different products: a t-shirt, a hoodie, a coffee mug, and a face mask, all with our Demon Head logo on it. So if you've ever wanted to wear our logo or drink out of it, then this might be a really good opportunity for you. And lastly, I will just mention that we do have a Patreon page up. If you're wanting to support this channel and you have a few extra dollars to spare, then, you know, please feel free, go ahead. But again, no obligation whatsoever. I just really appreciate everyone listening to this podcast and to me ramble so much. So thank you all for being members. I really, really appreciate it. And actually, we now have a brand new way to listen to the podcast. Audible has now added podcasts to its repertoire. So if you are an Audible member and you want to listen to us there, feel free. We're also, of course, on every other platform that there is, including Amazon Music. So thank you all for listening. If you have any questions, any follow-ups, please give me a shout. And otherwise, I hope that you have a great upcoming weekend.